Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening, September 8th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, millions of Americans struggle to put food on the table, and interested in hard work? There's a job for that. A report from the Department of Agriculture finds that in 2013, there were 17.5 million households in the U.S. that classified as food insecure.
These are families that on the severe side of the spectrum could go hungry for a full day, or they could also just report being worried about being able to buy their next batch of groceries.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tennille Tracy said that number equates to around 14% of the population. The number rose during the recession and hasn't come down that much in the post-recession years.
Some of the sociologists at USDA will say that it's because there's higher food prices and higher inflation that are offsetting some of the better job market conditions.
A little more than 60% of the families classified as food insecure said that in the previous month they had participated in at least one of the nation's food assistance programs, like food stamps or the school lunch program. While the trend is very slowly moving in the right direction, the debate continues in Washington about what should be done about food security moving forward.
You have Republicans who say that at the very least it should be reformed. One popular suggestion is that there should be work requirements tied to receiving benefits. And any, you know, additional requirement would be opposed by a lot of Democrats.
Again, that was reporter Tennille Tracy. If you're interested in working in a rewarding yet challenging field, there is a shortage of home health aides. And the Labor Department says the demand will increase in a big way in the coming decades. Wall Street Journal's Sarah Portlock tells us some of the reasons why there is so much turnover in the field.
It's really hard work. The pay isn't particularly good. The workers earn about $20,000 a year, just over minimum wage. It's physically taxing work. The home health aides are lifting clients.
Employers at agencies supplying these specialists have their work cut out for them.
Making sure that the aides themselves know what they're getting into before they go out, which can help prevent burnout, help them enjoy the job more.
Portlock says the need for these workers will increase by 50% by the year 2022, due in large part to the amount of baby boomers entering their twilight years. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.